Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. It is important that we learn to identify who is wicked and naughty, especially when it comes to the quote-unquote people of God. There are many who claim the name of Christ. They'll tell you that they're saved, or they'll tell you that they love Jesus, but their actions and life tell a different story. We must know who these people are so they can be dealt with properly, so that their ways don't corrupt others. Their lies, mischief, and discord can cause many to turn astray. All the while, they will pretend to be your friend and brother in Christ. The first thing Solomon says is that the wicked man walks with a froward mouth. He might seem to be walking in the right path, but his mouth sure tells a different story. His mouth is always speaking evil of others behind their backs, always digging up evil and others' faults. He winks with his eyes. Beware of those that wink at you. It's proof their heart is not with you. They're hiding something. Frowardness is in his heart. That's why he can't be transparent with his eyes. He's always on the move, never still, never settled, not able to be still before God. His feet are telling you something. He's uncontrollable around the people of God because he doesn't really belong. He has no peace or rest in his heart. He's always fidgeting with his fingers. He's teaching you something. Or else he's always quick to point the finger of condemnation and judgment, teaching with his fingers. He is a sower of discord. He is despised by the Lord, and while he may appear to be one of the brothers, his calamity and ruin will come suddenly. The Lord will break him, and no one can save him, just like Absalom, Pharaoh, and Judas. Let us understand once and for all that God loves and God hates. God loves righteousness, and he hates wickedness. There are things that attract the Lord: humility, meekness, honor, trust, truth, righteousness, etc. And there are things that disgust him. These are called abominations. Some of these abominations are listed here. We see pride. That look of pride, God hates it. The tongue that tells lies, God hates it. Hands that shed innocent blood. Oh, God is against the shedding of innocent blood. Hearts that devise wicked imaginations. God created the human heart to think of good things and to come up with good things, not wicked imaginations. Feet that are swift in running to mischief. How slowly some people drag their feet to do the right thing, and how swiftly they run to do the wrong thing. A false witness that speaks lies. God hates those who stand up as false witnesses and speak lies against honest people. And lastly here, he that soweth discord among brethren. God despises the person that sneaks in and creates division and discord wickedly. So let us be wise. Let us be discerning. Let us fear the Lord and depart from evil. And let us depart from those who are evil. Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19.